the USPTO for the first time in our 230-odd year history are going to be opening an office outside of the Washington, D.C. area, and the city that we've chosen for that is Detroit, Michigan. So we're going to be actually opening a functioning United States Patent and Trademark Office branch, you might call it, there. We're going to be citing our patent examiners there, management. We're going to be performing all the functions of patent examining there in Detroit, Michigan, and it's a major development for us, something that we've never done before, and our first ever attempt to get the USPTO closer to our nation's innovation leaders, including, in this case, the automotive industry and all the other industries that propel the automotive arts located in and around Detroit.
I guess that's where I was confused. I don't think I realized that you didn't have any satellite offices before. Why not?
In the long history of the USPTO, we have always been located only and solely in Washington, D.C., and there are probably a number of reasons for that. You know, Amy, it's challenging to have employees far away from headquarters. Up until perhaps a decade ago, or more like 5 years ago, you really didn't have the IT capability available in a government agency like ours to be able to have people working from long distances away. They didn't have as much contact with management. So there were a lot of reasons over the years why we were located only in Alexandria, Virginia, and before that only in Washington, D.C. But we figured out how to overcome those, and I think we're very much benefited by the advent of telecommuting and the ability with conducting interviews by video conference and voice conference and all the other management systems we've set up over the last decade or so to be able to have offices outside of the D.C. area.
And this will help with backlog, things like that?
Absolutely. So one of the main reasons we're doing this is to get access to the talented workforce of professionals in the Detroit area, people who have the right qualifications to be patent examiners in an area where the cost of living is very attractive, where there's access to great universities, University of Michigan among them, and an area where we have tremendous number of patent filings and a cadre of professionals, patent attorneys and patent agents and all the infrastructure that we are used to and traditionally interact with. All of that, we think, makes for a good mix and will result in an opportunity to help us whittle away at that big backlog with folks with whom we think we could get great productivity and have tremendous retention.
That was actually my next question about the patents themselves, because there are a lot of places that have, good cost of living and great universities and a nice place to live. But if there are a lot of patents being filed in that area, that seems to be the most logical place.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Amy. And Detroit is a hotbed for patent filing activity, with a large number of big and small innovative enterprises and individuals there. So putting examiners closer to and putting our office closer to our constituency, we think, is going to be very helpful to increasing efficiency and as you say, moving that big workload through.
Now, what would inspire you to open even more offices throughout the nation? What has to happen for that to happen?
Well, we're already inspired in that regard. In fact, my boss, Commerce Secretary Locke, has asked us to get in position to open a couple of more offices, probably about three initially. And we'll be looking at similar criterion, including access to a great skilled workforce, proximity to a large number of patent filings, universities in the area, advantageous cost of living, patent professionals in the area that we can attract as our workforce, and of course, access to transportation, all the other things that we weighed. And we are already in the beginning stages of looking at some more opportunities. We probably will try out several different business models, if you will, in terms of the kind of footprint we set up and and the approach that we take. This is a bit of an experiment, and we're going to do that. We're going to experiment and find the best model or models that work for us in various cities and regions.
How are you able to do it, financially speaking, when everywhere around us, everybody's tightening their belts? It almost sounds like you're expanding and you're going to be hiring. How are you able to figure that out?
Yeah, that's a great question, Amy. Well, look, the USPTO is what's called a zero BA, a zero budget authority agency. We take no taxpayer dollars. We get no money from the United States Treasury. All of our funds come from user fees, from payments from those who file patent and trademark applications. And in fact, it's that community, it's the American innovation community, that has been voicing its view for years now that the USPTO should be opening offices outside of the Washington, D.C. area. So we're in part responding to our own constituency. But specifically as to the cost of opening the new office, first of all, Amy, we're already hiring. In fact, we're trying to hire about 12 to 1,300 new examiners at the USPTO this financial year. And so the hiring's already going on. So there's no incremental cost there. The training of the new examiners is already going on. So there's no incremental cost there. The new computers and the infrastructure, et cetera, is all going on. So there's no incremental cost there. The real estate, the floor space in Detroit is somewhat less expensive than in Alexandria, where our main office is located. And so we actually save money there. That gets counterbalanced by a modest amount of additional travel expense, you know, sending people back and forth for training and management and the startup of the office and all of that. But it turns out the amount of money is very, very incremental. We had in our budget, the president's budget, for the USPTO for this financial year, I believe it's between $3 and $5 million budgeted. We're going to be well within that envelope, and so it was all part of the plan. The startup cost is extremely incremental. As I said, the vast majority of the expense is being incurred anyway in the hirings, and we think actually that over time, but this is what we're going to test, Amy. We think over time it could actually be more cost effective to have examiners in a place like Detroit, because the critical factor is retention over time. Mm-hmm. We're hoping that we'll be able to get excellent retention in that area of the country. The USPTO is hiring examiners and some other professionals in the Detroit area. We would very much like to hear from folks wherever they are, especially in the Detroit area, if they're interested in coming on board or participating in any other way. And you can find information about how to contact us on the USPTO website at uspto.gov. And we're very, very excited about this new office, and we are anxious to recruit a great workforce there and get on with further improving our efficiencies and working on patent and filings and examinations to put Americans to work, create opportunities for our country, and do the business of the people.